Today in the first part of our morning show, we're going to put the spotlight on Schmidt-Wilden Hills. Bailey Renish Fleming, Development Director, is here, along with Rachel Walsh, the Activities Director. We're going to talk about some of the great things going on at Schmidt-Wilden Hills. Rachel, we'll start with you this morning. How you been?
Good. Good morning.
Sounds like things are going well. I think now that the weather's shaping up a little bit, activities are really ramping up, aren't they?
Absolutely. We're very, very busy, and we're always looking for great volunteers to come and out and help our residents with different things. And one of the major things that we're looking for right now is a trishaw drivers. We have one who is very committed to her passion of driving around town with our residents, and we could use some more volunteers who'd like to come and learn how to drive the trishaws. We could do half day, full day, afternoons, mornings. It's great exercise. We have the e-bikes with our, so you can pedal some, and some of it is with powered by our bicycle, so you can be in great shape or semi-great shape. So it's great opportunity with our residents.
I think that's good to know, because my worry is I would get about halfway and be like, oh, I can't pedal anymore. So you got a little backup support.
Absolutely, right? Yes. And our residents love it. And they a lot of times say to our drivers where they like to go, because some of them used to live in town, and they like to go by where they used to live. Or we get donations from people so they can stop at different ice cream places, and they can stop and get ice cream sometimes, or they bring their own money and stop at places. Or, you know, one of our drivers, if they know that they want to go somewhere, she'll take them to wherever or go out for lunch with them. And yeah, they are our volunteers are wonderful, you know, and they have our residents' compassion with their hearts. It's a great opportunity to volunteer, but yet it's very rewarding.
Have you yourself had a chance to drive a trishaw?
Not yet, but that is on the plan this year. I'm going to learn. Our driver is Kathy Hamby, and she's wonderful, and she's going to teach me how. So, like, if she's unavailable and some people want to go and we need an outing, I will take some people out there. So.
You don't need a CDL license or anything.
Nope, no CDL license. Yep. Kathy trains the volunteers who want to learn, and from what I understand, it's really easy, and it's kind of like opposite of what you think. But I'm not sure. I guess we'll find out this summer.
It is such a great idea, Rachel, too, because it's one thing to take somebody for a drive, and you can, you know, look out the window and sightsee and things like that. But when you're in the trishaw, you can see things so very well, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. And the residents love being in the sun and the wind in their, you know, faces, and they wear sunglasses. And if it's chilly out, we have blankets for them. And the residents just really love being the outdoors and remembering themselves riding bicycles, where some of them can't do that anymore. And we have two different kinds of trishaws. So we have one that's for wheelchair. So our wheelchair residents also can go for a bike ride that haven't been able to go for a bike ride for a long time. And then we have a two-seater one that people can sit together and go out for a ride together. So
I've seen it around town. It must be a sign the weather has gotten better then.
Yes, yes.
So that's great. What about some other opportunities currently at Schmidt-Wilden Hills?
Well, we're always looking for different people to come in and volunteer. We have some residents who love to play cards, but some of them can't shuffle, and they love to play euchre. We have a lot of euchre players. So we're always looking for people to come in and shuffle and play cards with them, or just chit-chat. Some people love to just talk and don't have a lot of people come and visit with them, but we do our very best to try to get that. And some people like to do puzzles. We paint nails. I mean, there's all kinds of opportunities that we're always looking for people to come in, and probably sometimes just even to help transport for our different activities that we have going on. Like, we had a Mother's Day party, and but everybody was invited to come, and, you know, like, just to transport people, and we bake stuff for them and have a good time. We play games, and for Father's Day, we're going to be doing something we're thinking grilling for them, because they, you know, Father's Day is known for grilling, so we're going to do something special for our fathers, for our party, and then Schmidtwood and Hills also is going to be doing their own Father's Day thing as well, so because we always do the Mother's Day brunch for the mother, so we want to do something special for the fathers too.
I know during COVID, things were really restricted.
They were.
And I think that's gotten better. So if somebody from the community wants to just go out and spend some time, you know, play some bingo or talk or whatever, is that allowed now?
Absolutely it is. And we have our volunteer paperwork online, or they can come into Schmidt. It's a quick, easy form to fill out. And then we can get them set up to help with our residents and stuff. And since COVID, yes, we had like button it up a little bit, but now it's more free game of people can come in and visit, and besides just family, you know, there's some people out there who just love to come and visit and share their stories. And we have a lot of great residents at Schmidt who love to talk and just to listen to other people and share their stories.
I've heard Bill Twining's been out there doing some play-by-play as well.
Oh, of course he has been. He's amazing. We are very blessed to have him in our community as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. Bailey, talk a little bit about some of the things going on, some things that you're looking forward to this year at Schmidtwood and Hills.
Yeah, so we just, like Rachel said, we just had our Mother's Day brunch, which is, from my understanding, we did it last year, but I think we might have had a gap in between when we started COVID and starting up again. We had a really good turnout at our Mother's Day brunch this year. I heard a lot of great things about it. And so now...
What was the meal like for Mother's Day?
Oh, yes. We had a whole menu. We had some breakfast items, some lunch items. So we had, like for breakfast, we had waffles, eggs, sausage, hash browns. We had made-to-order omelets, which was an adventure. and then for more lunch items, we had like chicken and vegetables and mashed potatoes. And
a full salad bar, which was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And there's pie for the dessert and drinks. And it was a wonderful menu. And it was a brunch, so like, and anybody could come, outside people. We had people from the outside in our community come, and then we also had people who were residents and families that came.
Yeah, a real family get together. If someone is planning ahead toward the Father's Day thing that Rachel talked about, should we make reservations?
No, the Father's Day will not be something we need reservations for. That's going to be more of like a cookout scene of like, we're going to be outdoors, we'll have hamburgers and brats and more cookout food. We are really hoping to have a tractor show this year because of a lot of our residents are old farmers, and we think it would be a lot of fun for them to have both newer and older tractors that they could come look at. And so that's, if anyone has any tractors that they'd be willing to bring, that would be great. We're really trying to get that up and going. So that's going to be hopefully June 18th is what we're planning for. And that will again be a community event. So anyone can come in and kind of check out the tractors. And I think last year we had a car show, but I think there's been an increase in car shows in the community. So we want to try to do something a little bit different.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And I think a lot of people will enjoy that. Good photo opportunities for the families and everybody that shows up that day. I know the summertime brings the golf outing.
Yes.
And we talk about that every year, but it's probably time to start thinking about that, isn't it?
Yes. So the golf outing, we are in full swing of preparing for that now. It's been quite a journey to get to where we're at currently with it. This being my first year, there's been a lot of learning curves involved, but I think we're finally at a good place where we're off the ground a lot more and running. A lot of the people who've attended in the past and some new people have gotten some invites for it, so we're definitely looking for the local businesses to get involved again this year, and we're going to get ads running out soon for the public because anyone's welcome to join. And there's lots of ways to get involved. We have, the most obvious one is putting a team together. And the teams can be up to four people, but you don't necessarily need to have a team of four people. You could even come and golf by yourself if that's what you would like. And Then we also have our raffle that we do every year. So the raffle is open up to everyone in the community. The winner will be drawn at the golf outing, but you don't have to be there to claim your prize.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of great prizes for our raffle this year. We have the top prize is a 5-night stay at the Pearl in Florida, which we had last year. And I've heard from the winner who won last year that they really loved that hotel and that they plan to now attend with their own money every year. And then we also have a stay in a cabin. And then we have a $500 cash prize, a $250 cash prize, and a $100 cash prize. And so we're really excited. We've started raffle ticket sales already. We're selling them in our office for $10 a piece, or five for $45, and at some local businesses.
That's actually a reasonably priced ticket, to be honest. So, well, good. And the proceeds, obviously, you're always looking at some funds and upgrades and things like that at Schmidt.
Yes. So we have recently, the money for the golf outing this year will go to is a newer fund that we've started. It's our resident care and comfort fund. And essentially is looking at everyday needs of residents rather than like a big overarching project, because our residents, every one of them have individual needs. And so that gets pretty pricey on our end when we're trying to get equipment for everyone's in personal needs. So like a big one is like some big things are like chair covers for residents who need them, specialized silverware, just devices that are going to make their individual lives better. And so that all of the funds that go into that will go into everyday comforts for our residents.
Mm-hmm. Good to know as well, is it doesn't help out just one area or whatever. It's for everybody involved.
And especially with, you know, even COVID now being 6 years ago, a lot of places are kind of getting over that. And us as a nursing home, it's a lot harder for us to get over the hurdle of that. And so this fund will help to push us in the right direction of really getting back on track and being able to accommodate everyone who walks into our doors.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the topic on today's morning show. Rachel, let's talk a little bit about some skills. If people have some skill sets, some things to offer, do you have any ideas of examples you could give where people might be able to come in and help out?
Well, sure. Mostly people who love to talk. Our residents love to talk and love to listen. But like I said, shuffling cards, people love playing cards or playing games, puzzles, sometimes reading. Some of our residents can't see very well. And so like they like to have a story read to them, you know, like, or they're reading a book and now they can't anymore, is a huge thing for us. We're welcome any kind of opportunity for anybody who comes in. We had a group come in a few weeks ago who they wanted to participate with our bingo. And so we did it on a Saturday, and it was fun having them and interacting with the residents in between our bingo calling, because a lot of residents like to hear other people, and we are there day to day, so it's like they hear us all the time, so they like to hear other people or their stories, because stories mean a lot to them, because some of our residents are, well, we have some that are over 100 years old, and so they have a lot to share, and some of them are teachers, and so they like to know, and they're in the know, so it's always nice to have groups to come in. They love, like, anybody who plays music. We do have, like, people who come in for music professionally, but we also, like, the Christmas cantata comes in for our residents, because they're like, she thinks about, well, they can't get out in the community, so we'll come to you. They love listening to bands. Pam PK is great about bringing in her 7th and 8th graders a couple times a year for the residents, because they love listening to the band music. And anybody who wants to practice playing piano or any instrument, they would love to listen to any of that, because we have a lot of people who like varieties of music, not just one kind of genre. So,
Do you have a regular schedule? Because I know you have, as you mentioned, some professionals come in from time to time and entertain, don't you?
Yes, I have a monthly calendar we put out every month. We try different activities. So we do a variety of things. We have color groups. We have, we play euchre. We have our Tuesday special. We talk about a topic, and then we usually end up with trivia. We have crafting. So if you have any crafting ideas or like to help with craft, you know, we have a crafting day that we do with some residents, and some like to paint. And I can say I'm not a painter, but we have some that are. So we try to incorporate the right people with the right people, you know, at the right time. We have some who are crocheters, so we have like people who come in and crochet with people. So we're always looking for anything. Even if you like to, like, let's say, help with the dining room, like wash dishes, you know, they're always looking for helpers for any kind of thing. Sweep the floors, outside plant gardening. There's opportunities at all different areas at Schmidt for volunteers, and we love seeing people from the outside come in and visit with our residents. So
I know we're real close to getting everything kind of in bloom again, but it's beautiful around there, isn't it?
Yes. Our environmental services, Peggy Hampton, she does a great job of with the grounds. She loves the flowers and loves being outdoors and taking care of all that. I do not have a green thumb, so I'm glad that somebody else likes to do it, because I love to see all the pretty flowers out there, but it's not for me.
Everybody has their own skill set, I think.
Yes, I think so, too.
Sure. Do you have some ideas and plans for the future, and maybe some things you'd like to institute in the future, Rachel?
Well, we're always trying different ideas. Like right now, we do every month we do a party for our residents. So that's something that we started out mid last year, of doing something every month to get all the residents together. And they really enjoy, because we make homemade goodies and for our parties. So we always have something homemade for them that they remember of home or whatever. We have some musicians at work who are going to be coming in and playing their music for the residents, because they really enjoy that as well. So we're always trying new ideas, and I have a great staff who comes up with a lot of great ideas, and we just try to incorporate different ones every month. So
there for a while you had speakers coming in at different times. Do you still do that from time to time?
We haven't had, well, we have pastors that come in on Wednesday mornings at 10 that volunteer. We have a chaplain, Dave Ewing, now at our facility, and he gets different ones that come in every week. And we have our at 10 o'clock on Wednesdays, we have a different pastor that comes in and preaches, so we enjoy that. We also have Father Kuhn, who comes in on two Fridays a month, who preaches for our Catholic residents. And then on every third Sunday, Dave preaches at Schmidt as well, so we have opportunities there. We have Sharon Moore, who comes in and volunteers for playing piano on Wednesdays for all our different church music that we have. So she does a great job, and she used to work at Schmidt for 18 years, so we're blessed that she still volunteers, because she has a way with the piano that like no other. She's just amazing. And the residents love having her play the piano, because currently we do not have anybody on my staff who play the piano. So having her come in and do that is amazing. We're truly blessed to have all the great volunteers that come in, you know, our pastors and the musicians and so many other people, Kathy, who are trishaw riders. So hopefully we can get some more trishaw drivers out there. It's a lot of fun. Great summer activity.
One of the events that you used to have, and I think it went by the wayside because of COVID, but it was the pie contest, you know, and maybe someday you'll bring that one back too, right?
Maybe that's something we'll have to look into. I know David Harper makes a mean pie.
That's what I mean, and I was a judge, so in selfish reasons, I'd like to see that come back.
Yeah, and I know Kim Anier makes, and Elaine Stafford also makes great pies, so maybe that's something I'll have to talk and see if I can get people to come in and do.
Down the road.
Yeah.
Sure. Anything you want to add today, Bailey, about the upcoming events at Schmidt Woodland Hills?
I mean, we also, I didn't get to mention earlier, we also have our monthly puzzle night that's still rolling. We're trying to keep that going. We have one this weekend. And basically, that's similarly, it can have up to five people on the team. You don't need to have five people on a team, but it's $5 a person, and it's also a great opportunity for people to come and interact with our residents, because it's one of those events that we actually have in our activity room. And so we have a good group of our apartment residents who come every time, and they sit and they enjoy doing puzzles at the back and watching everyone else compete. And so what it is, everyone gets the same puzzle, and then they compete to complete it the fastest. And the winner just gets free admission into the next one. But it's just such a great opportunity to get people in our building and kind of see everything and have a good time. And it's something that our residents really enjoy, and they get to connect with their community through it. So, yeah, we're trying to keep that up and running, and that is normally the third Sunday of every month.
How many piece puzzle is it?
It's a 500 piece, which is pretty intimidating when you first come in, but from what I've heard, it's a lot easier than you think it would be. And so a lot of our first-time people who come in, they're a little bit nervous about it, but then everyone who's come has ended up loving it, and most people come back.
That's good. Well, you work together, and you get the edge pieces going, and then the rest is history, I guess. Yeah. So that's awesome. We'll look forward to that. I don't know if we gave the date for your golf event.
The golf outing is July 16th. So it's a Thursday, and I think it normally starts around like 9-ish a.m., but yeah.
And you'll be coming back with more about that, I know, in the coming weeks here,
yes,
too.
Here soon in June, Bill Bartlett will join me. He's the expert on it all, as he's done it for many years, so he's going to join me, and we're going to get into more of the weeds of the event.
Sure. We'll talk about that a little bit more, but people should be looking for it and getting set to register, too.
Yes.
We're putting the word out today. Anything else either of you would like to add this morning? It's been good getting caught up with you, and just hopefully we can get some people to get out of the weeds and come out and take some tri-shot training. Right, Rachel?
Absolutely. I would love that.
We'd have to see more out there, and I'm always curious. I like to just try to ride it once, and not with anybody riding, but I like to just...
Oh, when she trains, there's nobody in the bikes itself. So
that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, good. Thanks, ladies. We appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you.
Schmidt-Wilden Hills, the topic here on the first part, Bailey Renish-Fleming, Development Director, and Rachel Walsh, Activities Director.